And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 20th of February, 2010. It's the birthday of the playwright Russell Crouse, born in Findlay, Ohio, in 1893. He wrote the play State of the Union, which became a movie starring Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. Also famous for writing the books for musicals. Somebody writes the music, the lyrics, and then all the rest, the dialogue, the words that are not sung, are called the book. Russell Crouse wrote the book for Anything Goes by Cole Porter and the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The Sound of Music. It's the birthday of a writer named Richard Matheson, born in Allendale, New Jersey, 1926. Stephen King once said, "Without Richard Matheson, I wouldn't be around. He is as much my father as Bessie Smith was Elvis Presley's mother." Richard Matheson was a horror and science fiction writer. He wrote for The Twilight Zone and Star Trek and more than 20 novels, 100 short stories. His most famous books include I Am Legend, The Shrinking Man, later retitled The Incredible Shrinking Man. It was on this day, 1952, Dylan Thomas flew to New York for his first reading tour of the United States to become a huge celebrity, people packing auditoriums to see him and hear his Welsh accent. Stories about his drinking and his womanizing made him a legend. He called himself the drunkenest man in the world and said the purpose of the tour was to continue my lifelong search for naked women in wet Macintoshes. And it was on this day in 2005 that the journalist and writer Hunter S. Thompson died. He shot and killed himself at his home in Woody Creek, Colorado, at the age of 67, the author of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and many other books. Hunter Thompson, who said, "I hate to advocate drugs, alcohol, violence, or insanity to anyone, but they've always worked for me." Here's a poem for today by Greg Delante, entitled The Alien. I'm back again, scrutinizing the Milky Way of your ultrasound, scanning the dark matter, the nothingness that now the heads say is chock-a-block with quarks and squarks, gravitons and gravitini, photons and photinos. Our sprout, who art there, inside the spacecraft of your maw, the time capsule of this printout hurling and whirling towards us. It's all daft on this earth, our alien who art in the heavens, our Martian, our little green man. We're anxious to make contact, to ask questions about the heavendom you hail from, to discuss the whole shebang of the beginning and end, the pre-Big Bang untime before you forget the why and lie of thy first place. And, our friend, to say welcome, that we mean no harm, we die for you even, that we pray you're not here to subdue us, that we'd put away our ray guns, missiles, attitude, and share our world with you, little big head, if only you stay. A poem, The Alien, by Greg Delante, from The Ship of Birth, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.